7th December 1994. This is a class given by His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami on Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, verse 28.
So today, we are adding something more to our knowledge from Bhagavad Gita. And that's why we are studying 7th chapter and verse number 28. And fortunately, the verse is in front of you. This is South African writing. I don't understand it, but you know you are all South. Anyway, Esham Tu Antagatam Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Te Dvandva Moha Nirmukta Vajante Mam Dridavritaha Esham Tu Antagatam Papam Esham Tu Antagatam Papam
Esham Tu Antagatam Papam
Jananam punya karmanam
Jananam punya karmanam
Te dvandva moha nirmukta
Te dvandva moha nirmukta
Vajante maam dridhavrita
Vajante maam dridhavrita
Whose?
Whose?
To?
To.
But?
But.
Antagatam?
Antagatam.
Completely eradicated?
Completely eradicated.
Papam?
Papam.
Sin. Whose sins are completely eradicated? This is the meaning. This is the way to understand. Before we go to the translation, we should be ready with the meaning of the verse. The first line is very clear, you know. Ishan means those people. Anta means end. End and Anta is very near, you know, to English. English word in Sanskrit is very near. End and Anta. Antagatam, completely eradicated. Sins. Now this sin word, we have to understand. Yesterday we saw that the activities may be sinful. And the root of the activities we saw, that it is the ideas. So to eradicate the sin means the important thing is to eradicate the sinful ideas. As soon as you clean your mind, and in order to clean our mind, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended in Shikshashtaka, the first verse. What is it? Yeah, yes. Come on. Is battery there? Come. If you don't speak out, Krishna will shave off the whole thing. Half is already shaved. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. If you want to clean your mind, then you have to continuously chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
so easy to understand. This is the first line. Then you go to the second line. Jananam Punya Karmanam. What is the meaning of Jananam? Of the persons. Punya, pious, Karmanam, previous activities. If you have the credit of pious activities, then you will have the tendency to clean your mind. Otherwise, there are millions and millions of people. Nobody wants to do that. This is the main thing to be understood in this verse. And if you don't have pious activities, then it is the duty of the devotees to create the pious activities for the people. And the easiest way is Harinam parties, or food distribution, or kirtan. So wherever you go to do your service, by your clothes, people should remember Krishna. By your behavior, people should remember the Lord. And if they do it, then unknowingly they build the pious activities. They may not have the pious activities at their credit. But as soon as they see you again and again, they hear Krishna's kirtan from your mouth again and again, they taste the prasadam again and again, they build up the pious activities. And as soon as they build up the pious attitudes, that is the way to eradicate the sinful tendencies. As soon as the sinful tendencies are eradicated, then it is very nicely described in the third line, Te dvandva moha nirmukta. Te means they. See how it is near. Te and they is very near. Then duality, dvandva, happiness and distress, etc. This is duality. Delusion, moha, nirmukta, free from. They become free from illusion. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you build up the pious activities. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
And as soon as you have the stock of pious activities, the duality from your mind completely is eradicated. Dvandva, moha, whatever illusion you are in is completely eradicated. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know that the place which we are staying in or the situations which we have created, they are very temporary. They are very temporary. This is the knowledge. In ignorance, what we think that my house is permanently mine. My bank balance is permanently mine. My shop belongs to me. My wife belongs to me. My children belong to me. And all other paraphernalia belongs to me. Ishwaroham, aham bhogi, siddhoham, balwan sukhi. These are the tendencies. We have the ignorant tendencies. Ishwaroham, I am the controller, he says. Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. Siddhoham, I am perfect. Balwan, I am strongest. Sukhi, I am very happy. This is ignorance. Ardhyo, I am rich. Abhijanamanasmi, all aristocratic friends are surrounding around me. Konyosti maya sadrusha. Who is there like me? There is nobody like me. Very nice verse, you know. Ardhyo abhijanamanasmi konyosti matasadrusho maya. Who is there, you know? He says, Yakshay, I will perform sacrifice. Modishay, I will give you charities. Dasyami, I will enjoy. This is the tendency, this is ignorance. And iti ajnana mohitaha. This is ajnana. This is ignorance. Vimohitaha. We are completely deluded by this ignorance. Ardeo abhijanamanasmi konyasti sadrusho maya. Who is like me? Nobody. Yakshay dasyami bodhishya. Iti ajnana vimohitaha. We are completely deluded by this ignorance. And because this ignorance is there, our sinful tendencies are not eradicated but they increase. And this verse describes you that unless jananam punya karmanam, unless you build the pious activities, it is impossible to eradicate. There is no liquid to be used to eradicate the sinful tendency. These fairy liquids and etc., they are completely useless. You have to have the pious activities. And if you don't have, don't sit silent and find the excuse that I don't have pious activities, so I have to be sinful. No, you start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And as soon as you are free from this delusion, moha, dvandva, duality, as soon as you are free from it, then the result is best, bhajante. You become devoted to me, mom. Bhajante, mom. And how? Dridhavritaha. With firm determination, you become fixed to me. This way, we should be very clear in our mind about the words which we are discussing. And now, then we go to the translation. Please repeat. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives
and
in this life,
whose sinful actions
are completely eradicated
and who are freed from
the duality of delusion,
engage themselves
in my service
with determination.
Is the verse clear? This is how we should understand the verse. Now, we are ready to understand the purport then. With all the clear meaning of the verse, we are ready now to understand Srila Prabhupada's comments. Otherwise, if you do any other way, you will be completely misguided. You have to be completely clear in your mind what you are reading. So that's why, only read one verse daily. You please try to find out half an hour or 1 hour. And just try to understand the verse very clearly. Everything is given. But the only thing we have to do is to be sincere about the purpose, open the scripture and try to understand this. As soon as you understand the verse like this, it will never go away from your mind. Because you know now that our sinful activities, tendencies has got to be eradicated, and it has got to be eradicated by the pious activities. And then same time, we have to be completely free from duality of the material existence, and the same time, completely free from the delusion, illusion, moha. And as soon as you do this, then bhajante, you become devoted then, and with firm determination, dhruvita. And bhajante mam, this is personalism. We are not impersonalist. If Krishna would not have written here mam, he would have been impersonal. But he says you have to become devoted to me. If we become devoted, means we must have a person to devote our life to. And that's why we are known as personalists. We believe definitely that Krishna is a person. Bhajante mam. And this verse establishes our own belief and makes it very firm. And as soon as we find the person to devote to, then we dhridhavitaha. With full determination, we follow him. That is how we should be completely clear with the help of the understanding, word-to-word equivalence and the translation. And then we are ready now to understand the purport. Please read. We'll read loudly. Yes.
Those who the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the realities of desire and hate. Only those who have lost their lives in practicing the regulative principles of religion, who have acted piously and who have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, gradually, they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the process of being situated on this special platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness in association of pure devotees. For in this association of great devotees, one can be delivered from delusion. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 5, verse 2, that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. But one who is associates with materialistic people is on the path of leading to the darkest region of existence. All devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned souls from the delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality or to be fully engaged in his transcendental loving service with determination.
Jai. Upadhi. The arguments are very clear. In the first paragraph, Sri Prabhupada insists that we must have a clean life. And Sri Prabhupada has given us four regulated principles. They are not coming out of his own pocket. Prabhupada's kurta doesn't have pockets. everything he speaks is from scriptures. In Srimad Bhagavatam, when Parikshit Maharaja was ruling all over the planet, he wanted to see whether the people in his city at least are peaceful. So he went out to look at. And to his surprise, he saw one Shudra person dressed as a king and was beating the cow. Only beating and not killing. We are slaughtering so many millions of cows. And in his kingdom, a person was just beating a cow. He got upset and he wanted to kill him. The Shudra was nobody else but the Kali Yuga, personified. And as soon as he saw that Parikshit Maharaja is completely upset and he would lose his life now, so he surrendered to him. And in the Vedic culture, the surrendered person should not be killed. So he spared him. But Parikshit Maharaja said to Kali Yuga that you are a bad person. You are harming the poor defenseless animal in my kingdom, so you should not stay in my kingdom, go away. But Kali Yuga had no places to stay. And that's why he requested Parikshit Maharaja to give him some places to stay. It's a nice verse in Bhagavatam. Abhyarthita tadatasmai sthanani kalaye dadau dyutam panam striya suna yatra dharmashtaturida. And from this verse, our regulatory principles come out. Parikshit Maharaja said that you are a bad person, so I will give you four worse places, bad places for you to stay. And he gave these four places. Dyutam means gambling. Where there are casinos, you stay there. And we see that the quarrels are there and they go on up to midnight or later than that. This is Kali Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. He's staying there. And our first regulated principle comes out of it, that we have to save ourselves from Kali Yuga so we don't gamble. Then panam, intoxication. Then again he said, you go and stay wherever there is intoxication. Pubs, you know. And you know that we have to pay money. We spend money to break our own heads and cut the lips. And we think that we are enjoying it. Can there be more ignorance, more ignorant position than this? If you want to cut your head and break your head and cut the lip, they better come here and we keep here one hammer. Mahaprabhu. They put some money into our box and then hit it on the head. At least they will not intoxicate. And cut the lips also. Keep some knives, yeah? This is very clear instruction. And that's why our second regulatory principle is that we don't intoxicate. And as soon as we don't intoxicate, then we are in completely normal position. We don't behave lunatically. The alcohol is required for our body. But there is no need of pouring alcohol from outside. Our body is fully capable of producing the alcohol which is needed for our body. The food which we take produces the sufficient amount of alcohol which is needed for our healthy survival. There is no need of going to these obnoxious places and pour alcohol from outside. It is the obnoxious way. And that's why this is completely prohibited. The second regulatory principle. Then the third one is striya, is illicit connections with the women. We are completely ignorant about these things. With the ladies and the ladies with the men, we all have four relationships. Our mother is a lady, very pure relationship. The child doesn't hesitate to go to mother and talk. It's a very nice relationship. There is no doubt. Our sister is a woman. Again, very good relationship. Our daughters are women. Daughters don't hesitate to come to dad and speak. It's very pure relationships. And one can be our wife. We cannot compete with Krishna. We cannot have more than that. One is enough to drag us around. Those who are grihasthas, they know that. So these things have to be understood. For the ladies also, the male human being can be father, brother or son. And there can be only one husband. If she is attached to one, or if he is attached to one, then their life is like brahmachari life, according to the Vedic culture. And attachment to one will give you the perfect life. Because in this manifestation, one is very important. God is one. Krishna is one without a second. And if we are attached, unflinching devotional service to Krishna, then you are successful. This temple is running because we have one president. If everybody becomes the president, this will fall apart. One. There should be one person in charge. The house runs very nicely if the house is under the one person. Yes. The country is ruled very nicely if there is one president. Everywhere one is very important. That we have to understand. And this one is coming from Krishna. Because he is one. And he, because he is one, he is maintaining the whole show very nicely. If there would have been 1,000 Krishna, then I don't know really what will happen. Somebody will be in charge of air, somebody will be in charge of water, and watermen will go on a holiday, airmen will go on cruise, and then we'll be in trouble. Because Krishna is one, he knows our requirement, and he supplies accordingly. He knows that without him, we are completely useless. So he always does everything for us. One is very important in this world. Very much important. One wife is very important. One husband is very important. Repetition is completely useless. By changing the partners, you cannot be happy. Whatever difficulty you have with one partner will be repeated again. So forget about it. If one marriage doesn't work, then finish. Come to the temple and devote your life to Krishna. Don't repeat it. We are not cats and dogs. That is our regulated principle, according to Vedic culture. And if we are clear about these relationships and adhere very strictly to this, then you preserve semen in your body, which is very much required to understand the scriptures. It's very much required for our healthy living. The more you squander the semen, you are diseased. You don't understand anything. You don't gain anything spiritually. Materially you are completely bankrupt. These things have got to be avoided. That is why our regulative principles comes out, that we should completely close our eyes and minds regarding the illicit connections. You see, Matrivat Paradharesho, all the ladies should be seen as the mothers. That's all. You change your consciousness from today and you will be happy. This is the instruction coming from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and from Srila Prabhupada. This is how our life has got to be completely clean, inside out. Otherwise, don't think that you cannot understand these or you can't do this or do that. It is your mistake. There is nothing wrong with the process. But you are a demon. And if you stop being demon, then this process is very easy to understand. These are the three regulatory principles. And the last one is Suna. There is slaughterhouses. No meat, fish or eggs. That is our fourth regulation. And these regulatory principles are designed to make the life, human life, perfect. The dog cannot follow. The cat can't follow. The cow can't follow. The animals cannot follow. In any other species of life, you cannot follow these regulatory principles. It's only in human existence this facility is available. And this is the only place wherein this knowledge is very successfully dissipated. Nobody is there to explain to all these things to you. Who has time? Nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody wants to look at you. It's only Prabhupada's properties. They are open for all the living entities to come and take this knowledge very free. And that's why people are moving around. The devotees are moving around. The sannyasis are moving around. Just to dissipate this knowledge and reclaim the lost souls. Otherwise we don't have any other business. This is the way to understand the purports and this is the way to understand the verses. Please repeat. Esham tu antagatam papam.
Esham tu antagatam papam.
Jananam punya karmanam.
Jananam punya karmanam.
Vedvandva moha vendimukta.
Vedvandva moha vendimukta.
Bhajante imam dridhavrita.
Bhajante imam dridhavrita.
Now look at the verse for 1 minute and recite it without looking at it. And how to get fixed in the devotional service. These two verses are very beautiful. Yeah.
Maharaj mentioned about how Maharaj explained about the different relationships that one can have with mother, with the
yeah.
So, sometimes we see also in the scriptures they recommend that one shouldn't sit with one's daughter or one's mother because he may fall down due to association.
Not sit in the sense in a solitary place. Do you follow me? The fall down is in a solitary place. You understand solitary place? That you and your daughters both are there, that's all. Nobody else. Don't do that. And grown-up daughters. Baby daughters doesn't matter really. But grown-up daughters and father should not sit on their own somewhere in a solitary place. Or mother and son, or sister and brother. That is the meaning. That is recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because we are all demons by nature. So solitary circumstances will instigate our instincts. But it doesn't happen when you are completely conscious about the purity of the relationships. But even then, the same person avoids the association in solitary place. Otherwise, with everybody, we can sit, we can talk, we can... Matajis, we cannot avoid. Is it possible to avoid? Or every time Mataji sees some person, no, you cannot avoid. It's Krishna's arrangement. So better clean your consciousness so that you face them or both sides with a clean consciousness. There is no need of talking. There is no worry about this context or talking or this or that. As I have told you, the relationships are there. Pure relationships are there. So it is a matter of cleaning our consciousness. That's all. You cannot avoid. It's the creation, Krishna's creation. You go outside and every other way, every other footpath you will see the Mataji. So you can't shut up your eyes or you'll close your eyes and you'll fall down and bleed yourself. So it's not needed. But the conscious, clear consciousness is needed. That's all. And the main thing is, we are not yet fully convinced of the dangerous situation we are in. This life is decreasing every day. And our end is coming near, whether we like it or not. And we don't know when the end is coming. Any time the end will be there. And if you go in a dirty consciousness, then there is a great danger that you will glide down into innumerable demoniac species of life. It's the greatest danger we are facing. And we are completely avoiding this danger every second of our existence. And that's why we don't come to Bhagavad Gita. We don't try to study it. We don't try to understand it. Because even now we think that South Africa is a beautiful country. So many fruits are there. So many persons are there. And my house is big. My wife is very good, luckily. Her husband is good. We are in a utopia. In a cuckoo's land. Don't be in a cuckoo's land. Try to recognize the situation as it is. At the time of death, would you run after a beautiful girl? When you are dying, you'll be busy dying. What a beautiful girl or a man for you? It's a scratch. And every time we are dying, every day we are dying, and how can you be attracted to opposite sex? It's impossible. This sex is just a convenient way to propagate the generations, that's all. Otherwise, no other meaning at all. That is, dharma viruddho kamosmi bharatarshava. He says, dharma aviruddha. That sexual life, sexual relationship, which is not contrary to the religious principles, that I am, he says. That's all. It's very clear. Otherwise, the other relationships is a demonic tendency of forgetting the real danger we are in. And we are just haunting about here and there. You know, in Mahabharata, there is a very nice analogy given that there was a man, he was running in the forest. So in the forest always, there are blind wells, you know. They are covered by the grass. You don't see the well. But if you step in, there is a danger that you will fall down into the well. And it's completely dry, there is no water. But there are snakes at the bottom. So one man fell down into the blind well, and he saw that down there are snakes. He said, within a second now he will die if he goes to the bottom. So he looked around, and he found at a root of the tree. I don't know whether you have seen old wells. In old derelict wells, the root of the trees grow like this, on the wall. So he found out one root, and he just hold it to it, you know. And he was very satisfied that I have saved myself. Because he was holding the root in the well. When he saw the root, on the one side there was a white mouse, and on the other side there was a black mouse. And they were cutting the root. So within no time the root will be cut, and the fellow will fall down. So the root is definitely going to be cut. But he is very happy at the moment. But there was a beehive above him, and a drop of honey was coming into his mouth. So he went, I'm very happy. So the friend came, and he saw this man hanging in the well, and the root is being cut. So he thought that he is in a dangerous position. So he gave him a rope. Hey, come, catch the rope, and I'll pick you up. He said, no, wait, I'm testing honey. I'm marrying, I'm producing children, I'm building a house. And we completely forget about the dangerous situation we are in. This is how our life is. Don't test this honey. If you run after the honey, you miss the point. And you are going to fall down and beaten by the snakes and die. This is how the actual position is. So we should not commit the lunacy. Anything else? Mahaprabhu, you have two drops of honey. Question is correct. When we think about Krishna, we always think about from the material point of view. And he is anti-material. Completely forget about that. Because we are accustomed to these material things since millions of lives. So whenever something comes, then we compare him with our position. We think that one wife is troublesome. How can we have 16,108? That is a mistake. It's very difficult to describe these things to the persons who don't have any idea about Krishna. It's a highly sophisticated topic. One thing we can tell, that whatever Krishna does, we cannot imitate. He is known as butter thief, you know. Makhan Chor is his name, and we sing glories because he is thief. And if you go to the supermarket and tell that my Krishna steals the butter, so I am also butter thief, then you know where you end up. So please give this example to her and stop this nonsense. The material things are always completely opposite. The transcendent things are without the material inability. She is completely mistaken regarding the identity of Krishna. And you also did not know the identity of Krishna. So you also, yes. And I can't answer you. No, you could have told her that you please come to the temple. There are so many devotees. So somebody will give you the correct answer.
Yes, well, I mean, at that time I was completely new.
That's right.
It was my first time coming.
That's right.
It's just that this question was asked, and as I say, the fellow that was trying to give her an answer to that question wasn't able to really.
But now you understand one thing.
Now
that Krishna is not material. He is anti-material. All soul. And so the way we enjoy, he doesn't enjoy that way. Our enjoyment is completely an obnoxious way to enjoy. We require a wife to enjoy. He can enjoy without a wife. He just thinks that he has to produce the material manifestation and the whole thing comes out. He doesn't require to take the help of the wife to produce. There is a difference between the spiritual expertise and the material inabilities. In material, we have to depend. And then after producing also, we are in a dire trouble. And he has produced the whole material manifestation, and he is completely aloof and enjoying. You create two children, and you had it. Till they are young, you have to bring them up. So it is difficult to clothe them, to educate them and to look after them. That is very difficult for us. And when they grow up, because of their nature, again we suffer. So there is all suffering all the way in our production. In his production, there is no suffering. He is transcendental. When we really unflinchingly get attached to his transcendental position so that we also come out of these material inebrities. The difficulty is the ordinary persons don't understand that Krishna does not have a material body as we have the material body. Krishna does not need anybody for his enjoyment. He is Atmaram. And we can also be self-sufficient if we follow Krishna's instructions. That is the way to answer. In a short way, you know. Then you have to study the scriptures to find out the constitution of Krishna. And then the more you try to study, the slowly, with the association of the devotees, you will try to understand this point. Without the association, it is very difficult to understand. Very nice verse. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, all glories. Prabhupada ki jai.